You want to talk legends? This woman is absolutely on the list. It's a shame the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees were announced this week, and she is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's what friends are for! Six-time Grammy Award winner. She is one of the most charted female vocalists of all time. Her new album is entitled Dionne Warwick and the Voices of Christmas. It is Dionne Warwick. It is a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Just hearing your voice. I mean, Dionne, you're like everyone's favorite aunt that we all know and love and we just want to hang out with and hear you talk.
That's a good thing. Glad to hear that.
Your Christmas album. I love you. I love Christmas music. This is a can't-miss album.
Oh, wow. I'm so thrilled about this CD. Christmas is my time of the year. I love Christmas. It's the time of the year when people actually become people. They're human for change. You know, they smile at you. They say hello to you. They open doors for you. They carry packages for you.
Right.
They become people.
Right.
And I've always said, and I truly believe that I wish we could have Christmas every single day of our lives. We wouldn't be living in this chaotic world we're living in right now.
It's a little crazy, right? Christmas does, the holidays do bring the good out in people. But this Christmas album, I want to talk to you about the duets that you did. Michael McDonald, love him. John Rich from the Oak Ridge Boys, love him. Aloe Black, who I absolutely love. I discovered this guy about 2 years ago when he did a collaboration with Jim Peterick, who's from Chicago. These are some great people on your album.
They sure are. You know, I am so blessed with the fact that every single person on the CD wanted to be there. They wanted to do this with me. And they were chosen very specifically for the songs that they sang. The arrangements were done primarily around their particular style of music. It was a joy doing the CD, an absolute joy.
I mean, how does it work? Does Dionne Warwick pick up the phone and call up Michael McDonald and say, hey, I'm going to do a Christmas album. Are you in? Of course they're going to say yes.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, that was the beauty of it. They all wanted to be a part of the CD with me.
You've done duets in the past. I got to ask you about That's What Friends Are For. You did a duet with three other people. I want to say it was Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight. Who was the third?
Try Elton John.
Elton John. Gladys Knight and Stevie Wonder. You did a duet with these three on That's What Friends Are For. How does that work? Are you all in the same room? Do you cut your parts? How does it work?
Yes, absolutely. We're all in the same room at the same time, enjoying each other and the song we're doing.
And nobody has an ego. Everybody is just singing and having a good time.
Well, first of all, we're all friends. And there's no reason for egos. But, you know, we've known each other for many, many years. You know, Gladys and I have been friends. We're more sisters than friends, basically, the family.
Right.
Stevie and I've known Stevie since he's 9 years old.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he's the joy of my life. And Elton, of course, I've known for many years. Prolific songwriter and recording artist in his own right. Performing artist, undoubtedly. So, you know, it was just a bunch of fun. I think it shows on the video that we did of the song.
Oh, absolutely.
We loved each other and enjoyed what we were doing.
Well, you could tell that the chemistry's there. We're talking with Dionne Warwick. What was that one moment in your life when you look back at your life that you can say, wow, that really changed my life? Was it meeting Burt Bacharach?
No.
What would be that moment? What's the moment that
Bacharach and David, of course, have been a prolific part of my recording life, and subsequently not only friends, but I look at them as family as well. You know, I miss Al very, very much today. But, you know, our relationship blossomed over a period of years. And they tailor-made music for me, and hopefully I put in a credible performance for their writings.
You grew up singing in the church. You ever go back to church and sing?
Always, as often as I possibly can.
I'm at a wedding on Saturday. I would love to walk in and hear Dionne Warwick just sing. Have you ever done that? Has anyone ever asked you to sing at their wedding?
No, they haven't.
You're kidding.
I've sung at birthdays, but I've never sang at a wedding. Another wedding singer, I don't think.
For a niece or a relative, I mean, if you were my aunt, I would ask you, Dionne, listen, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
When the bride comes down, could you sing? Oh, my gosh.
None of them have ever asked me to do that, fortunately.
Wow. That would be my first ask, but I'm the guy that always is the uncomfortable ask. I'm that guy. And what are you doing for the holidays? You have a Christmas album out. What are you going to be doing for the holidays this year?
First of all, I'm going to be out doing concerts from singing these Christmas songs, hopefully with some of my duet partners. And I will be doing my normal Christmas thing, family, friends, you know, food, music,
right,
laughter, joy, presents, all that good stuff. I have 7 grandchildren.
7?
So it's going to be a very special time of the year for me.
Oh, that is fantastic. And you were in Chicago, what was it, 2 or 3 years ago, doing a fundraiser here in Chicago, is that right?
Yes.
With then-Mayor Rahm Emanuel and President Obama. Are we going to see you in Chicago for this album?
I certainly hope so.
The city loves you. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. And it's always been wonderful performing there, even when it's as cold as it can get there.
That is right. I would schedule that Christmas concert sometime in November before the polar vortex hits. Dionne Warwick,
exactly.
Dionne, do me a favor. Keep smiling. Keep shining. Knowing you can always count on me for sure.
I certainly will, because I've been before.
Dionne Warwick and the Voices of Christmas. Really a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for staying up tonight.
Thank you, darling.
All right.
Take care.
Take care. It's 720 WGN.